Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. It's time for the How to Make $1 Million Acting in 25 Years or Less podcast. Today's episode brought to you by Just Acting Coach. Remember, when they ask you, what are you doing? Answer, just acting. Remember, Just Acting Coach on Instagram. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the Make $1 Million Acting in 40 Years or Less podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, also known as the Just Acting Coach. Today's episode, we're going to dive into what are the first steps in becoming an actor? Yeah, what do you do? How do you become an actor? I mean, are you born an actor? Do you get thrust into a family that are actors? What do you do if none of those things are the case? How do you begin your journey, your career, your artistry as an actor? Well, there's probably a lot of different ways that you could start, but for me, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my start, my first steps, and my continuing steps, and I'm going to try to show you how you can basically do the same thing I did, because that's the whole point of the series. I just had, I'll say I had a little dream, and I followed it. Whether you have a big, medium, or little dream, the bottom line is to follow it. Before I get into it, what was my little dream? Well, my little dream started when I was in the seventh grade. I had some issues in school, we'll call them, that I was seeing the school counselor. And the school counselor did her best to help me out, help straighten me out, help get me the resources and counseling I needed to be successful in school. Well, it just happens to be that her husband played the trumpet in the orchestra pit for the musicals. I lived in Houston, Texas at the time, so this was in the downtown theaters of Houston, Texas, and she made arrangements for me to see one day a play where I had the opportunity to sit in the orchestra pit while he played his trumpet and the other instruments played their parts, and I sat there and looked up at the stage at the play that was going on, which happened to be on a clear day with Robert Goulet, a famous actor of that time and maybe even perhaps now, and it was a wonderful play, and you know, you're right there in the middle of the action, both for the acting and for the music. And it was something that I had the opportunity to do a couple more times, and it was always just a really special thing. And I think somewhere that is where the seed was planted that maybe I too would like to do that someday. I think good theater, particularly, might have that effect on all of us. That is the power of theater. That is the power of acting. We bring those lives into other people's lives and transform people for an evening and hopefully beyond that. So I think that's where the seed started. Let me just then transfer into how that developed into me taking my first steps into becoming an actor. I went to Syracuse. This is in the late 80s, and I was studying biomechanical engineering. Let's say it all together. Biomechanical engineering. There's another name for it, biomedical engineering. But I started that program and I thought I was going to end up going to medical school. I have family and parents that are this and that, and thought that I might be doing the same. And was in my second year of study to be a biomechanical engineer, and I was in an electrical engineering class that was just scrambling my brain. And I said, I don't really want to do this. And I had been thinking about some other things, and a friend of mine had taken a acting class for non-majors, so I decided to take that class, and that's really the first step that I'm going to convey to you guys today, is you have to take the first step. You have to go out there and seek the acting. The acting generally is not going to come knocking on your door. There was a little bit of that realization for me during that time that I sought out that class, was that if I really want to do something like that, n literally no one is going to come and ask me to do it. So I said, I have to be active in what I want to do. And if I want to be an actor, well, I'll take this class and see where it goes. So really, where that went was I took that class, and part of me says I fell in love with it. There's another important lesson and piece of advice that I want to share with you from that class. But again, this was the beginning of my acting journey. I, probably did some scenes from The Odd Couple with one of my fraternity brothers, and it was a real hoot. But at the same time, on that ground level, it was like, yeah, I want to explore this more. This is fun. If I could do this for a living, what a wonderful thing. So I actually ended up auditioning for a play at Syracuse that was in the Black Box Theater. It's the smallest theater of the drama department theaters at Syracuse. There's usually three stages, and this is a small black box. And I did a play called Him by E.E. Cummings, a very, very, very strange play. But I ended up booking the lead in this play. So that was quite an accomplishment. I didn't know it at the time. I just figured, hey, you try out and you get it. Well, I didn't know, but I ended up getting the main part. And my buddy Steve, who was also my fraternity brother in the class, he ended up getting one of the smaller parts and playing one of the crazy witches, if you can imagine some of the craziness that this play had. But anyway, that was my beginning, and I did this play. I had a very awesome female lead who actually is a very famous person right now, doing extremely well with her acting, and I won't drop names and protect people's privacy. But it was an awesome experience, and it led me to apply to getting into the drama department. So fast forward, I'm taking my next step, and I'm talking fast, but really my next step was, well, why don't I study this as, my degree? And so I found out what I needed to do to transfer all my classes that I could, and I had to take some other ones to fulfill a different degree, but thrust right into basically successfully transferring in the drama department and starting out as a freshman, as a junior. So I, as a junior, was taking classes with all freshmen, because the program there was your first 2 years, you're in a core program that you meet every day, you do your core acting stuff, and that's just the way it works. So it was no special circumstances because you have some credits and you this or that. Nope, you're starting off at the ground floor with everybody, and this is how it works. All right, I'll move the story along, fairly quickly for the sake of, my experience. But I do want to tell you that this is how the journey is. So I entered the department. I did my 2 years. In my time there, since it was limited, I was able to do a couple of the Syracuse Drama Department's main stage shows. I got the lead in one show called Landscape of the Body, and that was Also, you know, you talk about now, I can warm the story up about starting to fall in love with acting, because between working on that show and again a very wonderful lead woman who I'm so sad to say is not even here anymore, but the time that was spent, the production, the family nature of working with people, it definitely was, you know, making me think that, you know, I really did like this acting. I was also fortunate enough to work on two professional Syracuse stage shows while I was there, to really find the beauty of theater in the professional setting, you know, not in the New York Broadway sense, but in the, you know, smaller regional theater sense. And you know, truly, again, you know, was able to be one of the magicians on stage creating the magic, and it was awesome. All right, let's fast forward. I get my degree, and then it's a choice of either going to New York or going to Los Angeles, and I made the choice to go to Los Angeles. That's where I was from, was the West Coast. And I figured, you know, maybe I would try Hollywood. So, you know, packed up my bags shortly after graduation and did head to Hollywood. So I'm going to leave the story there in terms of my beginning journey and hope you enjoyed that. And I'm going to jump into a couple more of the steps that I think you would take as what do I do? How would I get into acting? Well, as I said, that first step is, I don't know, take a class. I don't know. Join the choir at church. I don't know. Are there student productions in your area or things being done that are production related? Find out. See what's out there. I think classes are certainly one of the best ways because then you learn from a nuts and bolts standpoint about what you have to do. And you're forced to kind of, you know, get up on your feet and make it happen eventually. Eventually, you know, that's what it is about. It's about your performance. It's about getting up on your feet. It's about your expression of the material. So I certainly encourage you to take a class. The next step would be, hey, let's maybe take some pictures. Certainly, that'll be a show all in itself, taking pictures. But you know, you are going to need to have something that represents you, a business card. Usually, as an actor, that's done via a picture and not, you know, scripted words and telephone numbers. So, you might want to just practice around with, you know, not taking selfies, but having someone that, you know, maybe isn't going to charge you and you can just have some fun, but taking some pictures that you'd want to represent you, you know, as you go out there and might pursue opportunities. The next step after that would be, you know, starting to audition for things. Are there plays in your area? Is there a church play? What is an opportunity that you could throw your performance in the ring for an opportunity? So, the last thing I wanted to express before I get out of here with my new format and my new podcast is really one of the inspiring things that was said in that drama for non-majors class. And my teacher was, let's just say she was a robust woman. Okay? I really searched for a long time to figure out how I could express to her in the most giving ways and loving and supportive and compassionate. And I think it's fair to say she was a robust woman in both size and spirit. And she did some voiceover work. She had an exceptional voice. Again, robust voice, let's call it. But she did work in New York City and she did voiceovers. And I could almost hear her to this day. And she said, "I used to earn $400 an hour for doing voiceovers." And it was like really one of those aha moments when I said, "Oh my gosh, if this lady can make $400 an hour in this business, I'm going to give it a shot." And say or think about it in a lot of different ways, but what I want you to take away from that is that you got to figure out how and why and what is going to be your reason to get into the business. Okay? As I said before, no one is going to come knocking on your door, so you're going to have to take the first step. Okay? If you don't know what the first step is, I can always just send you to Instagram at Just Acting Coach, and we can get started on where I would start you out. But that's a whole new separate thing and not necessarily exactly what we were trying to do in this broadcast. Here, we just want you to say, if you've been thinking about it, go out there and do it. If you want to do it, go out there and do it. If you don't even know if you want to do it, but you thought about it one time and you'd like to follow through on that, again, find a class, find a production, find a photographer, find a good play, pick it up, read it out loud, see how you sound, see if the work inspires you. I appreciate you guys listening today. I hope you guys have a good understanding of this is a business that anyone can get into. And you'd be surprised, and I'm surprised, and a lot of other people that get the success are surprised that, you know, you just start someplace and you keep doing it and you keep doing it and you keep doing it. And the next thing you know, you end up in the place you need to be where something else happens. And, you know, as an actor professionally, what that something else happens is eventually someone says, hey, I'm going to write you a check for showing up for 10 or 12 hours and acting in my production. And those are super big wins. And if that's where you want to go, I can help you get there. Again, I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of How to Make $1 Million Acting in 40 Years or Less. Take care.